Starting in August 2014, a harassment campaign against several prominent female figures in the gaming community started, dubbed Gamergate, and supposedly being about unethical relationships between game developers and the gaming press, the movement has been described as a manifestation of a cultural war over cultural diversification, artistic recognition, and social criticism in video games, and over the social identity of gamers. The original target of the movement, game developer Zoe Quinn, was subjected to numerous threats through various online platforms, including Twitter, and was also a victim of publishing her personal information, such as her address and phone number. She had to leave her home for her own safety. Other women were also subjected to the same treatment. While the initial fires of the movements have quieted down slightly, many women online nowadays find themselves the target of harassment campaigns the moment they achieve any public recognition. Despite this, it is still difficult to find any support from the online social platforms used for such harassment. A never-ending stream of threats can wear a person down and curtail their interactions online. This is a problem for people whose livelihood relies on the internet. It is also difficult to get the real-life authorities, the police, to take the matter seriously, simply because the internet and the many possibilities of abuse are too new, and the police are unequipped and untrained to deal with it. There is also the mentality of, it's just the internet. However, this movement and its aftermath should make us realize that the internet is real. The internet is not separate from real life, it is very much a part of it.